Gazelle.
How to offer possible new names for military installations named after Confederates. I'm Mike Murillo.
Thousands of gallons of sewage pours into a Montgomery County stream after a pipe collapses. I'm Luke Lukert.
COVID cases dropping. Vaccinations are too. 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Nationwide numbers of new COVID cases are down, but health officials say there are still millions of Americans who refuse to get vaccinated. CBS's Lilia Luciano is in L.A.
Eligible and eager Americans are lining up this weekend to get their booster shots. It's just for people 65 and older who already received Pfizer shots and those at high risk of infection because of where they live or work.
We made it possible for people to be eligible, but they really have to identify their own individual risk and their own individual benefit. And I recognize that this is confusing.
U.S. COVID deaths are at their highest level since March. Hardest hit right now is Alabama. In Indiana and Kentucky, National Guard troops are supporting medical staff.
Loved ones remembered Gabby Petito today in New York. Her father spoke at her memorial.
An email we got from a young lady that her child, who was 11 years old, wants to travel the country like Gabby did in a van. Just wild stuff that she's inspired people to do.
The 22-year-old was found dead in Wyoming after a cross-country trip with her fiancé. The feds are still looking for him. Still no word on what caused an Amtrak derailment in Montana that killed three people. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Amtrak says more than 150 people, including 17 crew members, were on board the Empire Builder train when it careened off the track Saturday.
I was laying down in my compartment on a bed, so luckily I just tumbled.
Andrew Savula was stuck in one of the cars that detached from the train.
I heard a loud bang, and then the cars tipped.
Savula and other passengers worked with first responders using ladders to reach people trapped inside the overturned cars.
Seven people were hospitalized. Congresswoman Liz Cheney tells 60 Minutes she's changed her stance on marriage. Cheney had opposed it in 2013, even though her sister's gay.
I was wrong. I love my sister very much. I love her family very much, and I was wrong. It's a very personal issue, and very personal for my family. I believe that my dad was right, and my sister and I have had that conversation.
Cheney says she will run for re-election next year. Moulin Rouge has won Best New Musical at the Tony Awards. Moulin Rouge also snagged the most statues of the night, including Best Actor in a Musical. Adrienne Warren won Best Lead Actress in a Musical for playing Tina Turner. The Inheritance wins the Tony for Best New Play. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
It's 11:03. It's Sunday, the 26th day of September, 2021. 59 degrees outside, headed down to the lower 50s tonight. Good Sunday evening. I'm Del Walters. The top local stories we're following for you at this hour. Police shot one suspect, another then fled, followed an attempted carjacking in Temple Hills.
Police Chief Malik Aziz says the call came in at 11:12 a.m. The responding officer saw two people in this parking lot on the 3100 block of Branch Avenue, one matching the description the caller gave. That suspect ran, and then the officer ran after the second suspect.
Responding officer confronted the suspect. The suspect had a weapon on his person. That engagement resulted in the involved responding officer discharging his weapon, striking the suspect in the lower body.
A source tells WTOP the suspect was shot in the back of the leg. He's in a hospital recovering. Police say the suspect's handgun was found on the scene. In Temple Hills, Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
And new tonight, two people were in the hospital after a shooting in the Indian Head area of Charles County. Police say it happened in front of an apartment on Strauss Avenue and Blair Road around 7:30. Officers received a call about a large fight in that area. They found a man who was shot in the leg and chest and a juvenile female shot in the foot. Police say the severity of their injuries still unknown at this time. Cause of the fight is under investigation. An industry survey showing nursing homes in the U.S. are among the businesses facing severe staffing shortages.
The American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living found in its survey that nearly every one of its 14,000 member nursing homes and assisted living facilities in the U.S. has a problem keeping staff at needed levels. 86% of nursing homes and 77% of assisted living providers said their staffing situation has gotten worse over the last 3 months. 78% of nursing homes and 71% of assisted living facilities are concerned this might force them to close. The organization's president says the survey shows the severe challenges long-term care providers are facing due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
The Army is looking for a few new names for military bases. Seems some of the old names honored the Confederates.
10 Army installations and even 2 naval vessels are being considered for renaming by the Naming Commission, and this includes 4 installations in Virginia. Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Lee, and Fort Pickett are named after Confederate generals, and Fort Belvoir is also being considered for a name change because after being renamed to honor a Union Army general, it was later changed back to Belvoir, which is the name of a plantation that had slave labor. At WTOP.com, find out how you can provide possible names for the sites and the vessels. The commission will offer its recommendations to Congress on October the 1st of next year. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
11:06. If you live in Germantown, you might want to stay away from Seneca Creek for a while.
On Friday afternoon, a collapsed pipe near Dawson Farm Road poured untreated wastewater into the stream. WSSC Water says it was over 10,000 gallons. Crews worked to access the spot where the 30-inch pipe collapsed, but told our news partners at NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain was making it difficult. The cause of the break was not immediately known, but the terrain could be a factor. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused a similar overflow. WSSC says the drinking water in the area was not affected. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
At a nasty spill in Baltimore, the Public Works Department saying they don't know how much raw sewage overflowed into 2 residential neighborhoods on Saturday. One affecting Gwin Falls in the Reisterstown area, the other spilling into Jones Falls, people being urged to stay out of those streams. And still ahead, the Wall Street Journal series of reports known as the Facebook Files. 11:07.
If you've tried antidepressants and talk therapy but continue to feel depressed, you should know it doesn't have to be that way. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth specializes in treating the toughest cases of depression with TMS therapy, the safe and effective, FDA-cleared, non-drug, non-invasive therapy. If medications and talk therapy haven't fully resolved your symptoms of depression, schedule a free consultation today with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth. Visit greenbrooktms.com. That's greenbrooktms.com. We are here to help.
The following is a paid commercial message.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations.